and welcome to Marooned at Backbite's headquarters. Day
427.
How are we all doing?
We've got a new person.
We have?
Yeah, Jonan.
Jonan!
Jonan.
It's all right, he's renamed himself now.
He might not have done.
But he has.
No, it might be a Jonan.
It might be somebody else.
We had two D's in today.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, we've got a new D.
Oh, good grief. We've got three Debs, but sometimes only two can come. And then we've got two Carols. Not just two Carols, but two Carol L's.
Yeah.
And now two D's.
And now a Jonathan and a Jonan.
Yes. It's his twin brother.
Oh, Jonan equals Jonathan.
I knew it did. Now you see, Jonathan, you're slowing yourself down there, boy. By having to type that in.
Yeah,
oh, good grief.
He still got in at number one.
He did. Well done, Jonathan. You see, that way I know the world is to rights. Jonathan's
there.
He was
near Backbite's headquarters today.
Oh, let's have a look at Johnny's latest trek. The weather's abysmal.
It's just started lashing down and she decided she'd sit outside in it.
Yes. Oh, Ramsdale Water Park.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you were, indeed. Let's have a look. That's a bit of a trek, that, Jonathan.
10K trek.
Is it 10K? It's 10K.
Oh, it says 10.52.
Wow, that's amazing. Yes, if you'd have carried on at the water park over the canal, that would have been heading our way.
I've done almost 8K today.
Yeah, but that's because you've been taking Lola out. She does like to run you ragged, you know that. She was very, very good during the session, though, wasn't she?
She was. She was fast asleep.
She was.
Sale Golf Club is where we have some of the Cotinian dues.
Well, it is?
We did in the past, before COVID.
Yeah. Remember it well. Do you know, I've never actually been to the water park. I've seen it, obviously.
Haven't
but
you?
No, I've never actually driven there and parked and wandered around.
Didn't I take you there? To Decker's, dead early on.
Did we actually go in?
Or maybe we didn't.
I don't think we did, you know.
There's another Decker's somewhere.
There used to be a Decker's. I think it got sold in Hale Village, where I used to take Mum for lunch.
Oh.
She loved it.
Oh.
What's it used to go? James Anderton and his wife. That was our former chief constable.
He lives around the corner.
He does live around the corner, but we both... It's so funny, because how far did we go out of our way? We met up there.
You saw someone with a samoid.
Someone with a samoid. No, it wasn't. What time was all this happening, Jonathan? Because there was a session on. So Mike was here and so was Lola. Hard to write your own name when you're in a hurry. You're quite right, Renee. You need to get it to remember you, Jonathan. That'll save you a problem. Oh, we are live. We are live, Renee. Mike, put in refresh just in case. Oh, yes, didn't we go down Fairy Lane?
Yeah.
That's where the golf club is, Fairy Lane. So, yes, we did. You were quite close. There is a walk that goes even closer. Is it the Pennine Trail behind the church?
I think it is.
You actually come out behind the church. You walk up a road called Church View, I think. Cross the main road and then hare off into Carrington country. So maybe you need to try that one next, Jonathan. And we can wave from the back window and probably see you. So who was at the session today? And
you know,
who enjoyed it?
As if Bolton haven't got it bad enough with COVID, there's now flooding around the Beehive roundabout.
Wow, that's quite built up.
Yeah, and the Middlebrook.
I didn't think that was up that low down. I guess by comparison to Winter Hill, it is.
Yeah.
That's not good. Middlebrook is a retail park and it's where the football stadium is. But we've been up there many, many times. It's where Scanned Computers is. Ah, love them. And the Beehive restaurant is, if you carry on, they built a hotel there, didn't they? Taking half the car park off it.
I
remember that. Oh, used to take Mum up there. She loved it. Absolutely loved it. Not been to the Beehive in ages, have we?
Pete and Leslie, yeah. I think, was the last time.
I think the last time we went, we took Pete and Leslie. Pete likes good old English food. So it was a case of, you know, don't take him to a Chinese, to an Indian or anything else either. You know, he definitely needs English fare. So we took him up there because that had loads of different stuff. But I really wouldn't have thought it was that bad for flooding. But can you imagine, you know, you've got the Indian variant on the prowl and now people are homeless and you've got to socially distance. I mean, it's just not happening.
No.
But Boris is going in the pub tomorrow for a drink. So he's all right. Oh, happy, happy times. Mind you, we've all ascertained, haven't we? Boris is barking mad. Barking mad Boris. He is. He's absolutely card-carrying insane. All will be revealed within a few weeks. Yes, yet again he made the wrong decision at the wrong time. Oh, right. Around 11-ish. Good grief, Jonathan. Now, you see, I was actually up because I had a 12 o'clock, which is obscene on a Sunday. But I did it anyway. Oh, it was very good. The day started because I was late last night with by request. Then I had to do some catch-up overnight. So I finally got to bed about 6-ish. Got up at 10 to 12, though managed less than 6 hours. But got up at 10 to 12. And I won't be getting to bed until after 3 o'clock because I've got a 1:30 in the morning. At some point, sleep is having to be scheduled now. Just as well. You know, like you would schedule a meeting. Yeah, I've just said you'll go to bed. Because if you don't go to bed, you know, when you think, I'm not tired yet. But you will be. You will be if you don't go to bed right now. So that's what I've been doing. Right, let me save this file. What was happening there? That was what that was, wasn't it? I don't know what it is. Do you ever do that, gang? Do you ever think, oh, I've not got time to name that file. I'll just hit save on whatever the default name is.
Yeah, I've started doing that on Friday nights. So I've got all these Camtasia files called rec and then the number. In fact, I nearly deleted it tonight. Because I'm looking at all these files and thinking, what's that file? Oh, yeah, it's my bit from After Hours on Friday.
Naughty, naughty Mike.
It needs renaming and moving to
it's one thing I find Dropbox. Quite difficult when you're on like a course like I am that's going on for weeks on end. And you've got notes and you've got downloads and you think, well, shall I put them in a folder? Shall I put them all together? Oh, right, let me catch up over here. Right. No need to refresh, you were just late. Oh, Renee. We'll let you off.
Yeah, but he... Did you know Renee had to disappear?
Did he?
In the session.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
That's when he went quiet on the question front.
Renee can ask as many questions as he likes. Yeah. You think you were at the session bombarding me with questions?
Yeah, he had to go and have his dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We haven't eaten at all, have we?
No.
We had lunch, but it was a full English breakfast, so I won't be eating again today. It was delicious. Right.
How was the black pudding?
The black pudding was rather nice.
Oh, good.
Yes, I did. All of it was rather nice, Mike.
I'm not very good with black pudding.
Tony was watching an old After Hours and got lost in time. How do you save important information in 1Password? You're having a nightmare with 1Password. Oh, how come you're having a nightmare? Oh, Boris at his best. Oh, no. What's Boris done this time? What's it doing to you? What is it you're trying to save? Is it password information? Is it documents? Let's hear what you're trying to save. Right, let's have a look at Boris. What's he up to? Oh, was this one of his... It is, isn't it? Do you know, you'd swear as you're watching it there's like something wrong with him. It's like a case study in idiocy. And then you remember it's Boris and it is indeed a case study in idiocy. Oh, unbelievable.
One of the guys on our technical team has got friends in the Home Office. And he said that, you know, we've said before it's all an act. And he said it's all an act. And before he goes out to meet the press, he actually ruffles his hair.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is all an act. Because, you know, it's like, it would look bad to the press if they start kicking a man when he's down. Mm. So, yeah, he bumbles his way through it. Oh, it absolutely is. Oh, right, so, what's this problem with 1Password? What's happening? I need to watch that. But if I watch it now, I can't speak, so I shall have to watch that later. Oh, good grief, Jonathan, don't even go there. Do we launch a nuclear attack? The thing is, if you think about it, what he says and what he does, two different things. So you're thinking, oh, prevarication Johnson, he wouldn't give an answer. But you think what he did with the French and the Jersey fishing thing. He sent the army, the Navy in 2 seconds flat. Now that's what I like, a man who can make his mind up. So I think if push came to shove, he probably would. Right, the passwords are conflicting from device to device, but that's another story. Oh, you're listening to the first episode of Going Paperless, and you said you store all the information in one password. I wonder what information that was. What episode number was it, Tony? And I can have a look later. But what I do in one password, I keep usernames and passwords in there, and I put serial numbers for software in there, and I put a little bit more in for the software, because it makes sense to. So what I would put in there, sometimes instead of a serial number, you get a little file, like a PIF file. And you need that. That is your license file. So I will attach it to an item in 1Password. But one thing they wanted to do, do you remember when they had that other app, Mike? What was that called? 1Password bought an application from somebody else. And it enabled you to create secure vaults for documents. How am I going to find that? Agile Bits. Company's called Agile Bits. Okay. That doesn't give me the app that I'm looking for. I'll have to have a look at the app. But what they did was they took the technology from that and they rolled it into 1Password. So you can actually put documents in if you want. I must admit, I did start doing it. I started putting things in that I thought were relevant, like purchase information. But I decided down the line, no, it's not worth it. Not for those kind of documents. But I would use it for documents. And you've also got, of course, secure notes. So if it's just a little note that you want, then you could put that in. So, for instance, I've got my car registration, my dad's old car registration, his mother's maiden name, let's not go there. And also other things that I don't particularly put in as passwords. But what's it doing to you? Right. If they're conflicting from device to device, it doesn't look... Are you set up with a vault? Are you set up with a vault on their server where you hook into that? Or are you trying to maintain separate vaults on different devices? Because that would be one issue with it. We have the thing where we just take their cloud service and be done with it. Knox, that was the one. Knox, is that still going? That was pretty good, that. I did use that. It's one of those things, you know, you install a new computer and you don't bother. Let me have a look. When did I buy that? 2010. Good grief. Let me get the link and see if it's still alive. That was good. I remember that. I mean, there's nothing that you can't particularly do. No, it's redirecting to 1Password. So I think what they did with Knox was rip out the technology and actually put it inside 1Password with the documents that you can have. And now, of course, 1Password, if you've taken the subscription thing, that does make life a whole lot easier because all your stuff's on their servers and you don't have to worry about it. You don't think they've updated it since they purchased it. It was a bit of a weird thing for them to do, I thought. At first, I thought it doesn't totally fit with passwords, but I can see, you know, secure documents, not a bad idea. And I thought, well, what they might do is like roll it together. And they didn't. But by this stage, I was using it. But I don't recall getting an email to say it's RIP. But when you go there, it redirects to 1Password.com. So let's have a look down there. Is there any mention of Knox? None at all. That's not good, is it? I would have expected something that said, you know, it were end-of-lifing it. But no, doesn't even mention it at all. I wonder if he's on the forum. He'd have thought they'd have said something. Let's have a laugh. Let's put Knox in and have a laugh. Well, it's going to come back with nothing, is it? Vault recovery, Knox questions. When was that question? Let's have a look. Top one, when was the question? All it says is the 4th of April. Do you know, I hate it in forums when they give you, when they take the year away, as though this is still relevant. Just put the year in and let me decide that. No, it looks like it's totally gone. Oh, well, never mind. You have a couple of DMGs you created with it and they still work. Well, that's good. I guess you don't really need it anymore, do you? Unless you've already got the data. Yeah, he did work nicely, though, so it's a shame that. They did say they were focusing on one password, but I didn't think that meant that Knox would now redirect to them without actually telling you that. Doesn't make sense. They're quite an open company. We used to know somebody who worked there, didn't we?
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story. But, you know, they were very open. They were very good in terms of team building. And they were very responsive if you had an issue. Whatever I'd done with 1Password, I'd actually broken it to the degree that this friend... So instead of going through their support system, I just pinged this friend. So I was having a direct one-to-one conversation with him. So he tried everything and it was something he could replicate. So I had all the data sent to him. And he said, I'll personally speak to one of the developers. And I thought, now that's the kind of customer service that I enjoy. So I did, and you know, they did fix it within like a day, which was great. But no, that it's not like them. They also give away freebies, don't they, on Thanksgiving. I think they bought for everybody the 1Password book from, what's that company called? The ones that do the books. The ebook people. Take Control ebooks. They bought the 1Password book and gave it away to all of their users. I think they also made it available for people who actually bought it that week or something like that. It was nice of them anyway. All of which does not solve Tony's problem. So, let's see if we've got any more info from Tony. I used to do the Dropbox thing to sync, and it was so funny. When you set up a new machine, you'd want to set up Dropbox, but you couldn't set up Dropbox because your password was in 1Password, and you couldn't set up 1Password because your vault was in Dropbox. So I used to have it written down on a piece of paper in the back of a drawer in disguise. It's a lot easier now. The last one that I set up, it was fascinating. Obviously, 1Password does not use, thankfully, iCloud. But what it does do is if you're logged into iCloud, it knows who you are. And therefore, it will proffer you the correct vault in 1Password, which I thought was amazing. So it was really easy to set it up this time. So I must admit, it is a set it and forget it as far as I'm concerned. The one thing that would be a calamity would be if they went away overnight. I wouldn't know the password to anything. So I thought, oh, well, I'll just do a backup. Not as easy as that. As long as you can still do a local vault, that's how you have to back it up. You can't just go and click a button and say, back that up. You have to have a vault and then you have to do a copy everything into the new vault. It's all a bit of a palaver, but it can be done. I must admit, I've not done it in a while. That's trusting of me, isn't it? I need to rectify that instantly. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? Were you with us today? I did not see you in the chat. Oh, we had a complete ball. Love all the questions. Absolutely brilliant. Hello, Kim. Didn't see you come in, Kim. Did you say hello? Or did I just miss it? Oh, I missed it. Oh, no. Well, hello, Kim. Sorry about that. Missed it. What can I say? The old eyes aren't what they were. And I've been staring at a screen for the best part of about what? 8 hours at the moment. And Kim's eating lunch while Renee has had dinner. And we're not bothering with dinner, are we?
No.
And I've got an 8 o'clock, an 8:30 and a 10 o'clock. Oh, and a midnight and a 1:30. I've got them all on the calendar now. And I've put them on a shared calendar with Mike. Poor Mike. There must be more stuff on there of mine than yours.
Probably.
Yes, but I'm enjoying my little self. Leave me while I'm happy. Plus the fact, lockdown birthdays last a week and I'm starting early. So I'm having the entire week as my birthday. So you can't get at me for absolutely anything. Oh no, poor Pete's had a bad day. I hope everyone else having a better day than you. Solo daycare for 3 kids. Well, you can stop right there, really, can't you? There's a nightmare on stilts. Big supermarket shop. Oh, with said 3 kids. You're a brave man. Broken lawnmower key. Well, I think my dad lost his and he was in a right flap with it. And Mum was like, well, you know, what difference does that make? Quite a big one, apparently. Mesh network not working properly. Oh, no. And old Mike not playing either. Well, and apart from that, how are you, Pete? Or should we ask the question? I'm presuming if you're in that kind of flap, Mrs. Pete's enjoying herself somewhere. feet up. Oh, she would take it one at a time. Daycare for three kids. Can't give you any assistance with that whatsoever. If they've got four legs and fur, I'm qualified. But two legs and skin, no, don't leave me with them. In fact, that was comical. When Nina and Mike's son was going on holiday, he rang Nina and he said, I've got the kids in the car, I've got Ollie in the car, I'm coming up now. They were dropping the kids off with Nina and Chidge, and they were dropping the dog off here. So Nina pings me and says he's on his way, he's dropping the kids off and he's dropping the dog off. I said, for God's sake, don't let him make a mistake and leave the kids here and the dog with you. One, not qualified with kids. The thing is, Chidge, not good with dogs. Ollie just...
Don't see what people's obsession with is with dogs in this country.
Oh, you know, he really does get grumpy. But I think I can understand it. Because Ollie has this thing. Ollie's quite tiny. And he doesn't do this with Lola. And he certainly doesn't do it with us because you just wouldn't tolerate it. But whenever he sees Chidge, he runs over to him and whittles up his leg. So I can understand why Chidge, not fond of dogs. Anyway, they didn't make the mistake. We got the dog, they got the kids, thankfully. Oh, that sounds nice, that. Asparagus with ham and eggs, baby potatoes and sauce. Sounds fantastic. So what's wrong with the mesh network? What setup have you got that's not working, Pete? The wife lost the first lawnmower. Gee, you snapped the second one. Oh, no, in the ignition. Oh, Pete, that's worse than what Mrs. Pete did. And anyway, you'll find Mrs. Pete's version of the key with Mrs. Pete's pens, won't you? Like your Apple Pencil. I know exactly where they are. Oh, no, that means you're going to need to find somebody, a lawnmower repair person. I was totally unaware. See, I do the hedges. I have the hedge trimmer. Does our lawnmower have a key?
No.
No, I was not aware lawnmowers
have
keys.
If it does, I've never used one.
Oh, so no. We're blissfully ignorant about this fact. Unless it's a petrol one, they might. Although, didn't Dad's petrol one have, like, some kind of pull string on it?
Well, my dad's was petrol. And, yeah, you pulled this...
So, we've this never had a lawnmower up with a key, Pete. Which, on reflection, given your current predicament...
It must be a posh lawnmower, then.
Yes, but given Pete's current predicament, it might have been an idea if Pete didn't have a key either.
Yeah.
Now he knows better.
Like when I had that car with central locking. And the windows, the electric.
Allegedly, my car's got central locking. But, I remember, last time I went out in my car, I went to the dentist. And I remember pulling up and thinking, I'm not even locking the car. It's how old now? 22 years old and it's still doing well.
My car's got central locking apart from the front passenger door doesn't lock on the central locking.
And so, now you see my problems.
So whilst I'm locking that on its own, I might as well lock all three on their own.
No, you see my problem's the complete opposite. If I actually locked the car, I'd never get back in again, as you well know. Mike had to come and rescue me at one point because I used the central locking and then it wouldn't open at all. Nearly had a Pete problem. Put the key in, turned it, nothing happened. I thought, well, I'll push it in harder. I'll turn it harder. No, leave it be. So Mike had to rescue me. So now I just don't lock it. I mean, if somebody steals the car, what's my problem? It's insured. So I don't lock it at all now.
Kim's lawnmower is powered by Kim.
I think we had one like that a long time ago, Kim. My dad had a lawnmower fetish. He did. He's absolutely barking, my dad.
The lawn actually needs doing, but every time I think about it, it rains.
Oh, it's the same as last year, isn't it? Yeah. This is the problem. See, our lawn looks like it's rewilding, Mike.
Well, you used that excuse last year.
No. When anybody says anything, just say, we're rewilding. And don't laugh.
I've already had people saying things.
And just say, we're rewilding. Oh, and don't laugh. If you don't laugh, they'll look and they'll go, oh, hang on, he's not laughing. And then they'll think, it's a thing. And rewilding is a thing.
Yeah.
So do you know what? Stuff them. If that's all they've got to worry about in life, then they've not got any problems, have they? Oh, Pete. No, I can't
help
you,
Johnny.
Night, Johnny. Don't forget the bins. Is it sad we've been doing this that long that I know when the bin collection is? Oh, dear.
Is it bin night tonight?
Is it a sitting mower? That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Waltzy had a sitting mower, didn't they? Mind you, they had a massive lawn.
Oh, the one that had the dogs?
Yeah.
Right, so... Tony was being silly with passwords, had to reset loads of them. So now you have Keychain, Google Explorer and Dud Passwords and suggested passwords. You agreed to in one password and then changed them on the websites and updated one password. And now you've got lots of passwords to choose from, none of which are the correct ones. Oh, no. You've gone to the foot of the stairs. Would it be better to just start again? Now, Paul's made a good point about if you request a new password or you manually change your password, you will have in 1Password a history of passwords. They don't show automatically, but if you go into 1Password, so I'm going in right now. Let's come out of there because we don't want to look at that. Let's look at some passwords. Passwords, passwords, logins, logins, logins. Right, there's one that I always have to change. Yeah, I put my own history in there because I'm putting Y. So if you look at it, that one hasn't actually got any. Adobe. No, I'll tell you what, we'll put Connect. They forced me to change my passwords 3 million times. Drives me mad. Right. Is it? It's not that one, is it? We've got 2 accounts. Could it be? I'll tell you what, let's just do the Adobe thing. All I'm looking for is one that's got multiple passwords that I've reset. Right, there we go. I actually put Y, but if you go into the edit, you'll find that the previous passwords are actually listed. So I've got here in this one, for example, password changed on. Put what the previous password was and then put Y. So here I've got changed 2012, November the 15th, after the Adobe Connect user forum was hacked. And I've got the previous password and stuff like that in, and then it says previous passwords and they're all listed. So, but you don't see that unless you actually click the edit button. So that's one thing that you could certainly do. And it is actually useful, like Paul says, to put in the date, but I actually put in Y as well. So it could be the password's expired. It sort of could have been recommended. It could have been that it was hacked and you knew about it. It could have been that there was an email. Adobe do force you to change passwords, and that drives me insane, because the only time I'm likely to be going into Connect these days is if YouTube's failed. And the last thing I need, and this did happen the last time I needed to do it, was YouTube was not playing ball. We could not go live. And I was trying to demonstrate Affinity Photo on iPad, and we had to use Adobe Connect to do it. And the irony was not lost on any of us. But as I came to log into Connect to use it, it said, oh, you need to change your password. I thought, not now. I was like 30 seconds from going live and they wanted me to change the password. So that's one way of doing it. I think I'd basically start from scratch. Pete's managed to retrieve the key from the ignition, and apparently the key is a fairly generic. You can order a spare from Amazon, which begs the question, why are they there if it's not for security? Oh, dear me. We have a Karcher somewhere. That was another thing Dad had a fetish with. Karchers.
We have it in the garage.
Drills and lawnmowers. Honestly, when he died, in fact, it was about 18 months before he died, we started doing the garden because he just wasn't up to it. And we found out his dirty little secret, that he'd been out there and he'd say, oh, I'm going out, love, and I'm doing the garden. And when we found it, it was just a complete disaster. I don't think he'd done anything but sit on a bucket smoking. So we get out there and, you know, we're trying to make it work. I'm trying to do the hedges. My mum had said she didn't want to bother us. So she was going to go out with a pair of secateurs that she used on Rosie's years ago to cut a hedge. I said, Mum, you'll be there forever. I don't want to bother you. So she was basically going out with a pair of nail scissors. It's like, Mum, that's not happening. So we went out one Saturday and we came back. Went to Argus, didn't we? Came back with my 4-foot hedge trimmer. I said, you know, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Didn't we buy a lawnmower on the way to a do?
We did. The 606 dinner. Yeah. So we turned up to this, you know, Dickie Bow do with a lawnmower in the back. Mind you, that's us all over. Because we turned up to the ladies' night with a Christmas tree in the back of the car.
We did.
Because we'd specifically booked to have this event the last weekend in November.
And we went toilet shopping when we were in a weekend away.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did, I remember that. but we specifically
booked.
They
all went to the pub and we went.
They did actually, yeah. Didn't they? No, we specifically booked this weekend because we said, will the Christmas decorations be up then? And she said, oh, yes, certainly. So we checked the week that we were going. And were they? No. They weren't there when we turned up. So I sent Mike back home to get a Christmas tree. So there it was, Ladies' Day. I had to come back home, get the ladders out, climb into the loft, retrieve the tree, find the balls, find the lights, and then return back. That was the day you lost the keys as well, which added to the hilarity.
I didn't lose them.
He did.
I did not lose
45
them.
45 minutes, couldn't find them. That means lost, Mike.
Don't lie.
You did.
2 minutes. It was not 45 minutes.
It was an age, and you should have seen his face when he found them. The abject relief on his face.
Oh, it might have been a bit more than 2 minutes.
It was a long time, more than 2 minutes.
It felt like a long time.
Oh, dear. Peter's got a premium BT mesh set up. Had it all working yesterday, and for some reason, one of the nodes is visible. The reasonable connection, but no internet. Main hub now doing a firmware update. Hope it's just that. The thing with the mesh things is, I mean, I don't have BT Premium for the mesh setup. I've got the Linksys Velops. And the Linksys Velops are actually, they do an update quite frequently. And the last update, or maybe the one before that, was a huge update. And actually, they've been working a lot better since. They need to be rebooted a lot less. But what is very annoying with them is, and you can't control this, they go into maintenance mode where I'm going to do an update and they don't tell you. So you're sitting here minding your own business, your iPad's in front of you and it's working and the next minute it's not. And you're like, what happened there? And, you know, it, like I say, it just doesn't tell you that it's in maintenance mode. So then I'm climbing on the desk to look over the back to look at whether there's a red light or a blue light or a purple one, which apparently means something, but nobody tells you what. And it usually happens overnight. So one thing I'd check is when you can get to your router, just make sure that the time's set correctly. Because I found that this updates overnight, which obviously is no problem to a normal person, but it is to me if I'm watching a session at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's why I have the desktops cabled in. Then I don't have a problem with that. The Wi-Fi can do what it likes. What I do, and I don't know how you've got yours configured. So was the mesh system that you've set up totally separate from the hub that you've got? Because what we've done is we've got the Virgin box, which is our router, so that's provided by Virgin, our suppliers, but the mesh system that we've put in, the Velop, is totally separate, so it does not rely for its Wi-Fi on the Wi-Fi that's on the box. So what we've done is I've created four networks. We've got the main primary Virgin network that doesn't have any mesh system attached to it. It's just on the box at the door. There is a guest network that's also on that box, and those two just sit there minding their own business. The Linksys Velop system has a network of its own and a guest network. So the guest network, we've got a QR code that's by the front door, should anybody ever visit, which isn't likely. And then you've got the standard one. So that's the primary one that we use, the one on the mesh. But if that goes down, those two would go down, both of them, the standard one and the guest network. If they go down, then I just quickly switch to the other one. So it could be that you could have two networks set up, just one as like a backup. If it's an emergency, and I know your house has got very thick walls, hasn't it? The old style bricks. And you would need something to get it around the house. We're luckier given that the position of where it is. It's literally under the studio, which as the crow flies from where I'm sat is probably no more than 12 foot going downwards on a diagonal. Which means that I can just switch to a different network without any extra equipment. But just if you had the ability to do that and your network did go down, you would be able to sort of go closer to the router and then use the secondary network. It's a bit of a faff to set up, but once you've done it, you document it, and then it's a set it and forget it. Is a sitting mower. Oh, wow. Maybe that's why it's got a key. Aha!
I got a brand new combine harvester.
Yeah, they pretty much look like that, don't they? Kim says that's why my Apple password is a string of very naughty words. They kept asking me for a new password over and over again. And for some reason, they like a lot of bad words. There's a piece that I've seen somewhere. I think it was Facebook about that. Very funny. I'll try and dig it out. But they did force a couple of password changes. I remember, and one of them was around the time that we were updating our phones. So I remember going in, and the guy was doing something in terms of setting up something. And he gave me the phone and he said, you'll have to reset your Apple password. And I looked at him in abject horror. I thought, you swine. My Apple password is as long as your left leg. And I knew it. And I knew if I changed it, you know, it takes ages to get into your head that it's something else now. But I did actually have to do it in store. Major pain. More fun to mow on a sitting mower. Yeah, I don't think we'd have room for it to do a 3-point turn, though. Sadly. Although my dad did want one, obviously, because he had a mower fetish. And mum was like, over her dead body. And you know, I think dad did give that some serious consideration. He wanted the mower that badly. Needless to say, mum won. He did not need a sit-on mower. He did used to go to this couple that Mike was just talking about. And he said they had a big garden, you know, and they would like... He could go down there, and if he mowed the grass and that, great. Little bit of pin money for his cigarettes for him. Well, they had three Samoyeds and another little dog called Tigger. I think that dog found them. He just wandered in and decided he was going to live with the Samoyeds that were there, all three of them. So this particular day, Mike said, Dad said, come down and meet the dogs. And I thought, oh, yes, you know, three Sammies. And I couldn't fathom why it took Dad 3 days to cut the grass. Now, but the thing is, you know, like I've just said, Dad was out there for hours. And then you went out and he'd not actually done anything. So, you know, 3 days seemed a bit excessive. But I thought, knowing Dad, got down there. The dogs were adorable. They were absolutely adorable. I think one was almost 13. And he kept falling into this pool that they had, and Dad kept having to go in and rescue him because he was that old, he couldn't get out. So had a ball with the dogs. And then I said to Dad, where does their garden end then? Because we were stood in this garden and it was bigger than the local park. He said, it doesn't. All this is theirs. I swear, it must have been the size of at least 10 football pitches. It was massive. And he did have a sit-on mower. And I said, is this why it takes 3 days to mow the grass? He said, oh, yeah. You know, it's as far as the eye can see, and then more. It's a shame Simon's not here. Because one day Dad went in and the dogs ran off. And they ran off right to the end of their garden, which was, you know, like about a mile away. And he's in hot pursuit of these dogs. And they're down on the riverbank. So the end of their garden was a riverbank. And the dogs were going mental. And Dad's like, there's nothing there, there's nothing there. And there's the three Sammies going mad. And this little thing called Tig. That dog was a demon, Tig. We went to visit and he was that jealous of the Sammies, all the attention the Sammies was getting. Dad had to carry him around. He got nippy. So he gets down to this, like, water's edge to find that there was a body there. And that's why the dogs were going crazy. So Dad thought at first it was somebody who'd like tripped and he could help him. But no, he was already dead. So Dad had to corral these dogs back to the house and say, there's a dead body at the bottom of the garden. And I remember the woman saying, are you sure? And Dad said, oh, yeah. So they had to lock these dogs in. Then, like, get on the mower, because it was faster to drive down there. So he got sat on the mower. She was riding shotgun at the back. And he gets down there, and, yeah, this poor guy was dead. So they have to ring the police. Now, you'd think, well, that's fine. The police will go and they'll, yeah, with the ambulance and stuff. No. They couldn't get to it. They literally could not get an ambulance in, given where this house was and how you got into the garden. So Dad... and the lady that owned it, and the police, and the two paramedics all had to go down there, and they basically carried this guy back and had to, like, hand deliver him to the ambulance. Oh, what a day. But that would have worked nicely with Simon's murder board, wouldn't it? That shows gardening. Thankless task, gardening. Thankless, thankless task. But I think I might quite like a sit-on mower, you know, just for the experience. 2 minutes, that's fine. That'll do me. I'm liking the string of bad words, though. Right, Tony's got it. Excellent. Can now see where you would put serial numbers, etc. But now I'll need to find a day to go through them all. I think actually, Tony, that is, it'd be quite cathartic to know when you've finished it that you've got access to everything you could need, even stuff that you don't particularly think at the moment that you might need. So I said there was an app from 1Password. Couldn't for the life of me remember the name. Paul gave me the name. I looked that up in 1Password. And I can tell you the date that I bought it, what the serial number is, and there's a link to the receipt. And that's like 11 years later. So 1Password is generally a set it and forget it. I love the fact at the moment I've set up Vivaldi. Now, you know I was using Vivaldi, but it was a Notion host. It only ever had Notion pages open in it. I was using Firefox for general work. But as Vivaldi's got better and better and better, I'm like, I need to use Vivaldi. But to make it work as a Notion host, I need to be able to control everything with it. And one thing that's been fantastic in Vivaldi is it's using the old plugin. There are two plugins to make 1Password work. The original one hooked in to the desktop version of 1Password. So to make it work, you needed the desktop version of 1Password installing. The next one that came out was an online thing. So it only works if you take the subscription to 1Password. And the benefit is it's looking them up online, which is fine. I don't mind about that. But the thing is, it will not leave me logged in. It logs me out after about 10 minutes. It drives me insane. So in Chrome and in Firefox, it was using the new extension. In Vivaldi, it's using the old one. It doesn't log me out. So I just use the shortcut key, which is Command backspace backslash. And not only does it like show me 1Password, but as long as there's no conflicting entries, it just puts the password in and I'm off. And that's saving so much time. So you'll love it when you've got it all configured. I promise you will. Hello, Tracy. You caught us just at the end today, didn't you? Hopefully you'll catch up. What are you doing? Go and settle down, madam. She's actually stood in front of the fan. Seriously, that fan was mine, Lola. It's me that's hot. You're fine. Right. Bad words were written. Up that, Tony. We definitely need a mug with that on. Pete will do me a deal. If I come and sort the network out, I can have a go on the lawnmower when the key arrives. Oh, Pete. That's not a bad deal, is it? That's not a bad deal. Did BT come and install it? Or did you get the bits and pieces and sort it yourself? They usually do the point of entry setup, like the Virgin guy did. Do you know, we've had Virgin in 3 times, and every time there was an issue. A funny issue. First time, we were on Be There, and it was on the copper wire. So although it was broadband, it wouldn't go more than 10. Not if you stuck a dynamite stick up it, would it go more than 10? And I was saying to my mum, you know, they're saying here that you can get 50 or 100. And she said, well, try it then. You know, have cable put in. But cable being put in, the first time cable's put in, they've got to go under your garden wall, underneath your garden, around the house. And Dad wasn't well at the time, so he was in the front room. He had his bed in the front room. And I said, no, I'm going to leave it. I said, because you know what Dad's like, he gets involved. And Dad getting involved, not a good thing. Not in any way, shape or form. He just had this thing. He couldn't actually do the job himself. But he didn't think anything of telling somebody else how to do the job. So I said, I'm not getting him involved. She said, leave him to me. So I booked it and it came on Maya's birthday. So we had to look after Maya as well. But he wasn't half as much trouble as my dad. So Mum said, leave it to me. It's all in hand. It's all in hand. And Mum was like a pocket rocket. She was literally, 4'11". And there's Dad hulking at like 6 foot. Anyway, I said, they're on the way. I've had the text, they're on the way. She said, right, leave it to me. She got the dog, put the dog in the front room. And she said, I'll get you some tea. And I thought, she's up to something. And Dad didn't twig that she was up to something fast enough. She brought him some tea in, said, here's some biscuits for you, here's some tea. And he's like, oh, thank you. Thinking his ship had come in. She then walked outside the front door, got the keys and locked him in. And there he stayed until they'd gone. Couldn't even get out. The guy, and he's saying, there's somebody outside the window. Mum said, leave it. Oh, the second time they came, we were getting an upgrade. And he had a Windows machine to configure the whole thing. So he sat cross-legged on the floor with this Windows machine. And it went into an update. It took about an hour and a half and he couldn't stop it. He couldn't come out of this update. The last time they came to sort it out, they were putting in a new box and they were attaching two cables to it. That was because we had one system and we were going to have like a cross-pollination while we put the next one in. It was just at the beginning of lockdown. I think it was the 17th of March last year. So I'm stood there head to toe in PPE. And this guy's like, oh, I've had a lot of people this week. In fact, we were very lucky. We only got that. It was like, oh, you know, there's an update here. Oh, 1,000 come to mummy. And we got online and booked it. And she said, that's the last slot we've got. And then everybody went into lockdown and they couldn't install any. And that day, he said, I've just done yours. He said, I've done one, a solicitor who's now having to work from home. And he only had dial-up before. He obviously needed better for the conferencing. So, yeah. Oh, it's fun every time they come. Right, let's have a look here. Lola, behave yourself. Right. Just realised the device is not going to be talking to each other through Dropbox. So you'll be watching the help videos afterwards. Maybe gone for a few days. Do you know, honestly, Tony, I swear this is easier than you think it is. It is, honestly. No, they didn't visit. They just sent four hubs out. You installed it. Probably why it isn't working. Ah, well, there is that about it, Pete. were there any manuals and setup instructions with it? Or was it just a plug it in, it'll work? Because if it's a plug it in and it'll work, it does need about a week to settle. Sometimes anywhere between a week to 2 weeks. They tell you to leave it just to settle. But in your case, with these brick, the thick brick walls, you might need to tweak where these things are sat. What I did with the Velops when I set them up was I set them up sat next to each other. They were all just on the desk and they all had post-it notes on the side saying which one they were. And while they were sat there like that, I printed labels out and put the labels on it. But I set them all up sat next to one another because if you put them, it tells you to put them where they're going to live. 9 times out of 10, it will not set up. It'll just say, I can't find it. But if you set them up sat next to each other and then move them away a bit, it does seem to work. So that was the way I did it. I think we've got 9 Velops. There's the one at the front door where it comes in, and then there's basically one or two in every room. There's 2 in the office and 2 in the extension because the extension's huge. And having 2 in the office was just, there's a lot of equipment in here. So we just let it choose which one it wants to. If all else fails, reset the whole lot and try again, which is the other alternative. Tracy was enjoying a lovely barbecue. Oh, sounds fantastic. Oh, Kim wasn't thrilled when the cable company drilled a hole from the outside into the office. Well, that was my issue, Kim. I knew it was going to need to be done. That was fine. But I knew exactly where I wanted it. And when they come to install it, they're usually installing TV as well. And for us, they weren't. So I wanted to control where the cabling went, how he attached it, you name it. And he was really good. He was really, really good. He came through the wall in the hall, not the office. So we didn't want it coming through the wall anywhere that would have an impact on a room. So it came in through the hall and they were very, very good. So going to have to rewire the entire house. You get that done, you'll get Cat 6 to the outbuilding to make this a lot easier. That will indeed be a lot easier. But if you're going to go the cabled route, Pete, make sure whoever puts the cable in lays at least 2 cables between the main area and any outlying areas like the outbuildings. Because when it goes, it's way easier to just pick up another cable and plug it in and worry about the other one down the line. The last time we did it, I put 2 in, I think. I had 1 in originally. And 1 cable broke, but I didn't know which one it was. So I ripped the lot out because it was Cat 5 and I replaced it with Cat 6. But I strapped these 2 cables together. What I did do at one end, while I could see both ends of the cable, I put a red tag on either end for 1 cable and a yellow tag on the other cable. And then laid them in conduit all the way up the stairs, under the carpet, round all the cupboards and into the office. I do remember that time, couldn't get it into the office. And I said, well, I can take it under the floorboards. And Mum said, oh, no, just cut a channel in the doorway, it'll be fine. And I thought, is this my mother? That was so not my mother. But we chiselled a conduit into the doorway and brought it in. But in the event that there is something wrong with one cable, so the yellow cable's not plugged in. But if the red one starts to fail, or I think I'm not happy with this, something's not right, then I've already got that cable there to plug in to see if that's the issue. And it's far easier to troubleshoot it that way. Oh, you'll have a ball with this, Pete. It'll be fabulous. Oh, Renee's been secretly checking holiday sites, wondering and pondering, thinking about Switzerland. I've never been to Switzerland, but it did look beautiful. We had this thing that we were supposed to do. I think it was commerce. You had to plan out a holiday. So, I mean, we were like 14 at the time. You had to plan out a holiday and, like, do the finances of it. And I picked a place in Switzerland. What was it called? Is it Lausanne? But I had all these pictures from the brochure and everything. And I've fancied going ever since and never got there. Oh, it was a plug-and-play job. Or as we in the tech call it, Pete, plug-and-pray with an R. If it works, that's grand. And if it doesn't, oh, no. Oh, Tony, I could definitely do with you with carpet. Oh, we've got a fabulous carpet in the extension with the most expensive underlay we could get our hands on. We've been recommended, you know, just get the best underlay. Oh, you're not wrong. It's like walking on air. It's fantastic. But elsewhere could do with being done, and we just keep putting it off. But the guy that came to fit it, whoa, he was fast. He was blindingly fast. But yeah, the rest of it needs doing. Oh, don't remind me. Remind me, Tony. Pete wouldn't mind more hubs, but Mrs. Pete says no. What is it with the ladies? Nina's the same, you're not having a cable. But he's trying to plug a computer in, Nina. No, he's not having a cable. Why not? Are you in a position that you've got enough brownie points stocked up, Pete, that you could actually ask why? I mean, if it's dangerous to ask that, don't bother. But I'd be really interested. Why not? Why not? If you need a pro tip with that and you decide, you know, you really do want more hubs, ask Mrs. Pete how many shoes she needs. Or whatever her kink is. With Mike, it would probably be how many computers do you need? Or how many iPads do you need? So if you're feeling really, really, really brave, you could always ask that. Main hub currently looks like it's still stuck in a firmware update. Can't reset from the app. Though the internet's still working, even though it's doing a firmware update. It's doing something. Like I say, I would give it enough time. You think, you know, a firmware update should take like 10 minutes. And sometimes it doesn't. I had iCloud stuck on 14K. It was trying to move 14K for 18 hours. And in the end, it just finished. And I thought, clearly not working that well. So I'd say give it at least another day and then see how you get on with it. Ooh, Renee, just unplug it. That's dangerous. That's dangerous if it's in the middle of an update. Can you grab a conversation about a work project? Major problem with a website claiming to be the company and also linked to Google Maps. Oh, good grief. Yes, of course you can. I do, however, tonight have an 8 o'clock. So bear with me on that. And I will get in touch. Lausanne, that's it. It looked fabulous. I think I got a brochure that was actually visiting Switzerland. And the pictures of that, which were like mountainous, just looked amazing. And I think I knew about it because there was an ABBA concert there in about 1978 and it was on the TV. And they were saying, you know, this is coming to you live from Lausanne. And I was looking at it thinking, this is gorgeous. And it never left me. Never left me. In the UK, are you still required to stay so many miles from home? Kim, I'm not sure. I think it's less to do with how far away from home you are. And more to do with how many people you mix with. And I think tomorrow, funerals, you can have as many as you like. Weddings, you are still limited to 30, I believe. And I think it's something like you can mix 6 people from 2 households or 3 households. Something like that. You're still not being forgiven for chicken gate. In that case, you might need to keep your head down. In Holland, we can not go to the neighbouring Germany, but you can go to Araba and Bonaire. So you're actually naming places you can go. Yeah, we don't want you living with the chickens. No. Oh, Renee's been to Switzerland and it's beautiful. It strikes me as a very beautiful place. We've got a friend about, oh, I must have met him about 2008, something like that, lives there from the UK, but lives there as a systems engineer.
And
the pictures are fabulous.
We all know what comes from Switzerland, don't we?
Toblerone.
Well, it doesn't. It's just got Swiss mountains on the packaging.
Yes, Renee, you can have as many funerals as you like. No, we were limited to 30 at a funeral. You obviously know that from Prince Philip's funeral. But as of tomorrow, you can have as many people as you like at a funeral. So that is what people will doubtless be doing tomorrow, which is a bit odd.
It is made in Switzerland.
It is made in Switzerland, yeah. You see. You're lying. You're lying to yourself.
It's made in Bern.
There you go. Ah, right. OK, it's 5:02. I am literally logging into my 8 o'clock session. And like I said, I've then got an 8:30. Oh, no, it's going to be unbelievable. But we, of course, will be back with you tomorrow. Same time, same place, another week in lockdown, replete with tales of our adventures, including Pete's cabling, hopefully. I'm thinking it probably wise if Pete doesn't ask why. But, you know, keep it there as a question. You know, for when you've got some brownie points and you want to spend them on something, do that. Oh, dear, dear me. Okay, then, I'm going to say good night from me.
Good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.